How's it going, Grady Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a grade A kind of day. And on this installment of Grady Nation, we're going to be talking about the Ellen Show. Ellen DeGeneres is seemingly under fire from all sides.
What?
Good times, Tom Lindo. Let me finish. Okay, Ellen DeGeneres and her show, the Ellen Show, has been accused of producing a hostile, toxic work environment where people do not feel respected or treated fairly, and it's prompted an investigation from Warner Media, the entity that produces the show.
I think this is a bunch of jealousy.
What do you mean, good times, Tom Lido?
Well, I mean, people are accusing Ellen of being disrespectful and the producers of her show of, you know, being hateful.
Well, there is this new story out from essentially the equivalent of the Today Show in Australia, where the entertainment reporter was going to interview Ellen as she made a trip to Australia, but the interviewer and the executive of the show were told that, you know, don't make eye contact with Ellen as she enters the room, don't speak with her, just allow her to sit down. She'll talk to the interviewer once recording starts, but that's it. The executive is not allowed to talk to Ellen at any time.
What's the problem there?
Well, I mean, if the producers of the Ellen Show give all these directions saying, you know, don't interact with Ellen, don't make eye contact with Ellen, it makes people feel uncomfortable. And people aren't sure if these directions come from the producers or Ellen herself. You know, is Ellen relaying these rules to the producers and then the producers give the message? It's creating a lot of confusion and it's making people hurt.
I'll give you a break. You know what? Ellen DeGeneres is an alpha male.
Don't misgender Ellen. Good times.
I'm not misgendering her. I'm just saying she has the mindset of an alpha male. And she just doesn't want to be trifled with.
Doesn't want to be trifled with. That's right, my friend. I've interviewed many a butch lesbian for surveys. Oh, God. And almost all of them have an alpha male mindset. Don't mess with them. Don't screw around. Don't waste their time. Don't disrespect them, or you're going to pay.
That's right. If someone is going to disrespect Ellen or do something that makes her mad, they're going to know about it. And the thing is that Ellen has big dong energy.
What's big dong energy?
It's the energy that comes from having a big dong. If you have a big dong, you know what big energy is. Big dong energy is.
You see, stumbling, don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
Well, I mean, I'm kind of shocked that I have to explain what big dong energy is. If you have a big dong, you know what big dong energy is. So apparently you don't have a big dong.
You're probably right. You're probably right, my friend. Yes, yes, yes. Dale Pine, will you just stay out of it? No, I won't. No. If you're someone who has very sizable and substantial genitals, you are someone of power. Someone who commands respect.
Yeah, that's right. If you have a girthy ding-a-ling, you should always be respected.
Oh, God. Well, I mean, Ellen doesn't have the thing that you're claiming that she has.
She has it. She has to have it. Can't you tell? I mean, she's in a relationship with someone who is quite the delight.
Oh, God.
Yes, Portia de Rossi. She's a very vibrant woman. And she's not going to get with anyone who doesn't have, a nice package.
If a woman identifies as someone who prefers women, she doesn't want a big dong energy.
Well, how do you know that? I mean, Ellen exudes big dong energy. I mean, if I were in a bar and Ellen were to walk in, I would be shaking in my boots.
Oh, cut it out. Shaking in your boots for what?
Well, I mean, what if Ellen challenges me to a bar fight and, she really just runs roughshod on me, throws me across the pool table, bashes me against the bar stand. Oh my gosh, I mean, the possibilities of pain are endless.
That's right, my friend. Yes. Ellen is someone who, if you are to see her, I mean, you should just immediately, turn around and run away as fast as you can, because she has the power of the ding-a-ling.
Oh, God. The power of the ding-a-ling.
Yes. Someone who is sizable in that area is very tough, very strong, very powerful. And you don't want to mess with people like that.
Exactly. I don't know why we have to explain these things to you all the time. I mean, it's obvious that Ellen doesn't want people to make eye contact with her, doesn't want people to talk to her, doesn't want to be bothered, because she has a very large dong.
Oh, God. This is like Twilight Zone stuff, man. Why does the show always have to be this way?
Well, you just don't get it. You're not very bright. For someone who claims to be as educated as you are, you don't really seem to be. You don't seem to have it up there. I think you might have rocks in your head.
Yes, my friend. I have to agree with Good Times Tomato. Sometimes I think that if you were to take an IQ test and they were processing the results, the machine would break because the score was so low.
Could be. Dale Pine, I think you are perhaps the worst survey analyst of all time.
What?
Yeah, that's right. The worst survey analyst of all time. And I don't care how many people you interview, there's no such thing as, a woman.
Oh, yeah, you can't even speak. You're not very bright.
Yeah.
I'm trying to phrase it in a way that isn't offensive. That's the thing. I'm trying to find the words because everything you've said has been offensive. I mean, you've misgendered Ellen. You accused her of having a penis.
Oh, my God, he said the word. He said it. Get him. Get him.
What do you mean, get him?
Advertisers, did you hear what he just said?
Well, you said it. You're the ones who said it.
Well, we said it artfully. We said it in a respectful way. You just flat out said a penis in a disgusting manner.
That's right. You have a potty mouth. And I think you should, to pay atone for what you did, yes, you should wash your mouth out with soap.
wash my mouth out with soap for saying exactly what you said, but just using a different word.
Well, I mean, you're the one who chooses to use the dirty words. When you're the one who tells us not to use, the words for the virus. You told us to call it the Ricearoni virus.
All right, Granny Nation. It seems like it's attack Chris Thomas mindset on this show. I don't think that's equivalent to Big Dong Energy, so these two are probably lacking in that respect.
Wait a minute. Hey.
We'll see you next time, Grady Nation.